You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com's Blue Jays beat reporter, Gregor Chisholm. Gregor, since the last time we talked, we appear to have gotten some kind of resolution on this front office question. Paul Beeston's going to be around for another year, then he's going to retire, and then we still don't know what goes on beyond that. To what extent was this a resolution, and to what extent does it just sort of delay the whole question for another year?
Well, I think what it does first and foremost is I think it gives Paul Beeston a proper departure. You know, I think he's a guy who was a day one employee for this organization. He had a very successful run during his first go around, which was throughout the glory years of baseball in the city. And then he went away to the commissioner's office for a little while and eventually came back for a second go around. And since then, there's been a lot of productive things that he's been able to do as well. He's really kind of rebuilt the brand of Blue Jays baseball. So, you know, for all the work that he's done, for a little while, it looked like he was almost going to get thrown out in the cold a little bit. And that's just not something that someone with his kind of 10-year success and track record really deserves. So now he'll be back for the 2015 season. That's what he wanted all along. He's been saying for months and telling people for months that he was going to be back next year. Now it seems like he finally has the approval of ownership to actually go ahead and do that. So while he will retire at the end of the year, that's kind of been his plan. And now it looks like they can go forward together in this, as opposed to what would look like it was going to be a pretty messy divorce for a little while.
Is it too soon to have any kind of read as to where this might go next year?
I think it is a little bit too early because I think there is obviously very clear interest in a couple of guys within the last few months, whether it was Kenny Williams in Chicago and obviously the more reported and the more serious one later on with Dan Duquette in Baltimore. So I wouldn't be surprised if eventually the Blue Jays look to kind of go with a baseball first kind of guy like that. Paul Beeston is a very, very knowledgeable baseball guy, but he specializes more on the business side of things. It almost looks like the new direction that Rogers would like to take with ownership is maybe bring in a president that's a little bit more focused on the actual baseball ops, and then bring in a secondary person on top of that to help out with the business side of things. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see a baseball guy like a Kenny Williams or Dan Duquette at some point next year. But I mean, it looks like for the most part, this search has been put on completely on hold for at least a few months, and by the sounds of it, Paul Beeston is going to help in that process. So I'm sure there's going to be some drama at some point with all of this as names start to come out, but I think for the most part, that's something you're not going to really hear about, at least until the season gets underway.
That sort of raises another interesting question to me and something I've been wondering a little bit about, which is whether it was Duquette before or whether it's somebody else that fits that profile in a year, it's very intriguing to me that a club with a general manager is looking to bring in a baseball guy to top to go into that position when that hasn't exactly been what they're doing. Is that in any way a reflection on the status of Alex Anthopoulos?
I think it is, and I think that's the way that you have to take it. I mean, you know, Alex Anthopoulos is going into the last year of his deal as well. So there's going to be an awful lot of pressure. I think he's in a situation right now where he's going to have the team that he put together compete very strongly for a spot in the postseason this year. Probably has to make the postseason, at the very least has to come very, very close. Because you're right, if you bring in a guy who kind of focuses even more so on the actual product on the field, on the baseball side of things, if you bring in a former general manager to take over that presidency, well, a lot of times those guys are going to want to have final say. So that would really seem to undercut Anthopoulos' authority within the organization. That's not going to be an issue while Beeston is here. Those two get along very, very well. But it certainly does make you question what kind of future Alex has with the organization when you're having conversations with those type of people.
As for the 2015 actual baseball team, it seems like they are still in the hunt and still haven't really pulled the trigger on adding some relief help. Casey Jansen officially left. It seemed like they were close on something with Ronald Belisario, and that fell through. Where are they right now as far as trying to deepen that bullpen? That seems to have been a goal for 3 months now.
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, they're doing their due diligence in talking to pretty much everybody that's left out there, but those numbers seem to be dwindling by the week. You know, the Blue Jays have kind of been linked to, you know, whether it's guys like Phil Koch, or, you know, you still hear those rumors about Francisco Rodriguez or Rafael Soriano. And I think the Blue Jays are going to need to have to get a very nice deal in order to actually go through with any signings. Salary is obviously a concern. You know, when they were looking at Belisario, it was going to be on a minor league deal. I think they would love to bring in guys like that to come in and compete for roles. But this team clearly needs another legitimate arm down there. The longer this goes on, the more it makes you think that they are eventually going to be forced into using Aaron Sanchez at the back end of that bullpen, because they're simply not going to have any other choice. They just don't have enough reliable options on there to do anything else. I still think they're going to bring in at least one guy, but I really think that they're hoping that the dollar drops on all those asking prices across the board.
Why has it gone this far? I mean, there's obviously been some really big reliever deals at the top end. Some guys have definitely gotten paid, but it doesn't seem to have been overall particularly kind of overheated market for free agent relievers. And with it being such an obvious priority, why have they not been able to get something done before now?
It's a great question. I think it's one that, you know, a lot of people are struggling to answer up here right now. It does seem that they have a limited amount, and I think that they've been trying to do multiple things with that $5 million or so that they have left to spend. So as opposed to spending it on one guy and then not having much besides minor league deals possible after that, I think they've been almost trying to spread it around. And I still think that they're hoping that, you know, the prices go down enough where they might be able to add at least, you know, one legitimate guy for the amount of money that they have available. And certainly, you know, those asking prices for guys have been starting to come down. I mean, take Casey Jansen as a perfect example of that. I mean, here's a guy who looked like he was on his way to having a relatively decent payday. And while he got a nice spot in Washington, he didn't end up with the kind of money that he eventually thought he was going to get. So I think the Blue Jays would be looking for something similar like that on a one-year deal, relatively low risk. But, I mean, time is running out, so you can only wait around for so long on some of these guys before you really kind of have to either just go ahead with the deal or move on with what you've got.
Is it interesting to you at all that a club in this position where they are right in the middle of their window and potentially nearing the end of not their chance for contention, but this window with this current group that they spent a lot of money to put together, and apparently some pressure on the front office to some extent, and yet they seem to be sticking to a really hard line as far as the total payroll. Is that as interesting to you as it is to me, that there doesn't seem to be any flexibility as far as if a guy turns an 87-win team into an 89-win team or whatever it may be? Just seems like there's enormous value to marginal wins with this club right now, where they really may be in a place where a win or two is the difference between a first playoff appearance in a long time and not having that.
Absolutely. And my opinion on this goes back, you know, all the way to last year as well. I'm a believer that you've really got to protect your investment on that as well. And I mean, this is, you can't criticize the overall payroll that the Blue Jays have had for the last few years. They've been very competitive with that, but it seems like they haven't gone to the next step. You know, 3 years ago, it didn't work out after the Miami trade quite the way that they thought it would, but a lot of that core was still in place. And last year, it seemed like there was an ability to, you know, get past the injuries of the year before and add to that core and really take the next step. Well, all the Blue Jays were able to do last year was add Deanna Navarro. So, you know, they were still missing that, you know, frontline starting pitcher that it looked like they really needed. This year, the offseason was completely opposite to a certain extent, and they started off so aggressive and did so many things early on throughout the month of November that I think it had fans up here almost giddy at what was going on. But again, it was almost like they went halfway but didn't quite put the finishing pieces in touch. And you look at that team right now, I mean, the Blue Jays, if they added, if they were in the market for an elite starting pitcher, then you could have a lot. You could move Aaron Sanchez to the bullpen without nearly as many concerns. Or you could add, a very strong piece or two to the bullpen, and then that would allow you to make Sanchez your number five guy and really kind of go forward with that. There was multiple options that they had to kind of really round out this roster. Right now, they haven't done it, so there's still a lot of question marks. And while this team could compete in the American League East, it's certainly no foregone conclusion. And I think, it would have gotten a lot easier if they would have been able to make just a couple of these other moves. And it's not, they're not blockbuster moves necessarily, but even just kind of finishing off with those finishing pieces. And so far, that's something that they haven't done.
All right. Well, Gregor Chisholm, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.